Can you give me some information? There's some kind of object in the sky, and we wonder if there's anything reported about it. We're over in the Linwood Downey area, and there's something shiny up there. It's long.
Okay, what part of the sky is this in?
What is it, the northeast?
Northeast, Dad!
Hey! I think he said the north.
Northeast!
Yeah, the north.
Area.
The north, northeast area, and we're in Linwood.
Uh-huh. Well, we don't have any on it.
Well, there's something up there. We don't know what it is. We've never seen anything like it.
Okay, now would you give me a precise description of what you're looking at?
Oh, do you know what it is? Oh, I know it's long and it looks...
It's long and shiny,
that's what you say. That's all I can say, it's long and shiny. Like, silver?
Yeah.
Like silver. And it's moving real slow.
In which direction?
It's going what, northeast, didn't he say?
He says the northeast area.
Well, they're out there watching it with binoculars. Some friends of ours told us about it. All we know is it's long and shiny and looks silver.
Uh-huh.
It's going real slow. It's going upward.
Oh.
We're just wondering if it was reported. We don't even know what it is. We've never seen it before. And it's going northeast, and it's going up real slow.
And this is a long silver object in the northern sky?
Pardon?
Long silver object in the northern sky?
Yes. It's going northeast.
Okay, what time did you spot that about?
What, about 5 minutes ago?
Silver? Yeah,
but I mean, we just spotted it.
Yeah, about 5 minutes ago.
We just spotted it 5 minutes ago.
Okay, where did you get our number?
Pardon?
Where did you get our number?
I called the operator, and then she had me connected with the police or somebody, and then they gave me this number.
Okay, we'll get on this and see if we can't find out what it is, and if we do, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
Bye-bye. We would like to talk to someone who watched that object with binoculars.
Oh, just a minute. Did someone watch a UFO?
Yeah, hello. Turn it up. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center.
Yes, sir.
And we'd like to talk to someone who watched that object with binoculars.
You are speaking to...
Fine. Would you describe exactly what you saw?
Okay. It was over in the northeast area. Like over, I live in Linwood, okay,
right.
And it was in the northeast area, which would be actually over Downey and Paramount.
Okay.
And it looked like it was going straight up, but yet it kept drifting this way. And it was in three stages at one time, in other words, I mean several different times, you know, but
right.
When you could see it the best is when it came into three stages. And it was real shiny, then it would glimmer off, then it was a real bright gloss, you know.
Yes.
But then it would, kind of a bluish cast, then a silver cast, then it would fade away, then it would come back. Right, and it would come and go, see.
Right, the last time we seen it was going off
right.
The southeast direction.
So, what it was, we don't know. In fact, we've never seen anything like it before.
Okay, now which direction was the object traveling?
Well, more or less straight up.
Straight up.
I mean, to our knowledge, but it was drifting this way.
Uh-huh.
Which was actually right over the city of Linwood towards last. In other words, the last part we could see of it.
Okay, now did it have any definite given shape? Did it hold any particular shape?
It just looked like a silver bullet. In other words, like a rocket.
Okay.
It had two or three phases to it.
Uh-huh.
And when it came bright, then it would separate, see?
Oh, it separated into two, three separate sections?
Yes, sir. This is what we couldn't figure out.
We can verify through our neighbors.
And we can also verify that through our neighbors.
Uh-huh. Now, but they all stayed more or less together, and then when it became dull, it was one again?
No, when it was real bright, it was all stayed together. Then it faded into three stages.
Oh, I see. Is there a possibility that what you were watching was three separate objects, and then they
no,
all...
No, sir, it was all one.
Then all one
object.
When they
right.
got bright.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay. And it seemed this actually disappear upward? Did it go out of sight up?
No, sir, it didn't go out of sight. In fact, I mean, the last part we could see of it, I mean, it was still, it was drifting towards towards the city of Compton when we last seen it.
But it didn't go out of sight when you quit looking at it?
No, sir.
Okay.
It kept getting bright, then it would dim, see?
Okay, now, just out of a quick guess, do you have any idea of how high that thing was?
Oh, I would roughly say 5 miles, maybe.
Okay.
8.
Okay, now, how about size? Could you compare it with any particular aircraft?
No, sir, I really couldn't. I tell you the truth about it, I really couldn't.
It looked like a bullet.
I really couldn't tell you about that.
Okay.
It's hard to say on that, you know what I mean?
Okay, fine. Did you get our number from your local police?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we'll keep working on this, and if we get anything on it, we'll get back to you and let you know.
See, it was actually, in other words, let's put it this way, it would be over the city of Whittier.
Okay.
And Commerce, city of Commerce and Whittier.
Okay.
When we first spotted it. But when we last seen it, it was right over the city of Linwood.
Okay.
It was headed, in other words, toward the city of Compton when we last seen it.
Right.
In which it actually disappeared. But it seemed like it was going straight up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye.
I appreciate you calling.
Okay.
You know, I have no idea what it was.
Not yet.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, we appreciate it.
Right.
Bye-bye.